Super Bowl 45 will be played on Sunday in Dallas. The game matches two of the National Football League's flagship franchises, the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays, to talk about this game. And Stefan, it seems like the NFL couldn't ask for much more. You've got these two legendary teams. They've both got passionate fan bases. They're playing for a championship. Dallas even managed to have some snow on the ground for them to make them
feel
at home.
That's a good way of looking at it, too. They've imported some snow to honor these teams, which, by the way, have 18 NFL titles between them, a Super Bowl and pre-Super Bowl. The Packers were founded in 1919 by Curly Lambeau. They were named for a local meat packer, the Indian Packing Company. The Steelers joined the NFL in 1933. The boxing promoter Art Rooney paid $2,500 for a team. And now, in modern times, and this is not something you're going to hear a lot about this week, is that neither of these ownerships probably should even be running their teams. The Packers are the only community-owned franchise in major pro sports. They went public to avoid a collapse in 1949, nearly folded in the late 1950s, and then Vince Lombardi came to town and they went on this great championship run. The Rooney family is still in control, largely because, though it had fallen out of compliance with ownership rules in the NFL as more of the billionaires came into the league, the NFL's league office really pushed bankers a couple of years ago to cut a deal to make sure this family stayed.
Now, Stefan, the other backdrop for the game is the state of labor negotiations between the NFL's team owners and the players' union. Is that somehow seeping into Super Bowl week?
Pretty much in reporters' questions constantly. The NFL Players Association's head, DeMorris Smith, held a news conference yesterday. He was very stern. He threatened to decertify the union if the owners, as many are predicting, lock out the players when the labor contract expires on March 4th. He said the players oppose an 18-game season, which is what the owners want, up from 16 games now, because of the risk of more injuries. The NFL's commissioner, Roger Goodell, held his annual State of the League news conference today. He defended the push for an 18-game season as fan-driven. He also said March 4th is a key date because of what might happen afterward. It was kind of a general warning. He didn't use the word lockout. In any event, Goodell stressed the need for bargaining, and there is an actual session between the two sides scheduled for tomorrow.
Stefan, let's look ahead to the game. The Steelers have won more in the regular season, but they're not even considered to be the favorite here. Help us understand that.
Well, the Steelers had a 12-4 record in the regular season, then two playoff wins. The Packers snuck into the playoffs at 10-6. They were the lowest seed in the National Conference. They've won three playoff games, and all six of the Packers' losses have been by 4 points or fewer. And according to the website Cold Hard Football Facts, only seven teams have gone an entire season in the Super Bowl era losing no games by more than 4 points. And those teams had 0, 1, 2, or 3 losses. These two teams, the Packers and Steelers, are very evenly matched, very similar, big mobile quarterbacks that like to pass, erratic rushing games, very similar defensive alignments that blitz a lot.
What about the coaching matchup?
Well, you've got on the one side Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the third youngest head coach in any pro sport, major pro sport. He's still in his 30s. He's already got one Super Bowl victory under his belt in 2009. He's gone for a second Super Bowl in 3 years, first time that's ever happened for someone this young. On the Packers, you've got Mike McCarthy. You're not going to get much out of either of these guys. They're not the most dynamic interview-type personalities, very sort of straightforward, serious faces on the sidelines you'll see during the game.
And this late in the season, injuries can always be a factor, and I guess you're going to see that on Sunday.
Absolutely. There was a big one today that was announced. It was a guy that plays a position that doesn't get talked about very much, center. The Steelers center, Maurkice Pouncey, had suffered a complete tear almost of a ligament in his ankle. Today he was ruled out of the game. So he's going to be replaced by Doug Ligursky. This guy's going to be starting his first ever game in the National Football League. So good luck in your first game, Doug.
Can you imagine that your first game is the Super Bowl?
I mean, imagine what this guy's going through.
I
mean,
can't a lot of pressure even imagine that too. Kind of pressure.
I mean, a lot of pressure here to get that snap back to the quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, and whether the Packers will certainly try to exploit that.
Stefan, have a great weekend.
You too, Michelle.
That's Stefan Fatsis. He joins us most Fridays. He's the author of A Few Seconds of Panic, A Sports Writer Plays in the NFL.